Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 3 Preview and Picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $10 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. Get mountain cold refreshment delivered straight to your door via Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/SGP. That's CoorsLight.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. And last but not least, you're brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app. We're giving away $500 in our NFL draft props contest. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft or click the contest tab in the SGPN app, which is free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. So go grab that thing today and let it ride.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
I'm impressed with the USFL.
America, this league is good for America, and football is a sport that is made for television.
That is football.
I'm like, spring football is going to work in America.
You play to win the game.
And we're back on the USFL Gambling Podcast Week 3 Preview and Picks episode. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Coming off a 3-1 week, ATS flat, and on the over under, so 6-2 overall. That's called getting it done, USFL style. What week one? I gave away $1,000 lineup on my DFS USFL play. You know, we drop a DFS show every single week for the USFL, so check that episode out. And I am joined by the DFS god himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
That's right. What's going on, man? And you know what? I might not have as good of an overall record, but I believe I'm 2-0 on my locks. So let's keep that rolling.
There you go. That That's getting it done right there. Tecmo Super Bowl style. Now, as we hop into, I mean, first off, I guess 2 weeks in, what do you make? You know, the recap show I do with Patty C. I thought the level of play got better from week two. I mean, from week one to week two, I thought the play got better within the league.
Agreed.
What'd you think of the matchups, with the exception of the Breakers just kicking the tar out of the Tampa Bay Bandits? What'd you make of week two?
Yeah. I mean, the Breakers definitely at this point in the season, very early in, they seem like, you know, the best team in the league. But overall, yeah, I think the offenses were sharper. You know, they were scoring more points. Things were clicking a bit more, as you would expect. You know, I think that's only going to get better here. So, yeah, I mean, they still have attendance issues, I guess. But, you know, if you listen to the folks, you know, that work for the league, or the folks that work for Fox Sports, you know, they expected that. So that really, that is not a barometer of success, whether or not the stands are full, especially for Birmingham games. They have, you know, been packing the house pretty well. So I think that will continue next year, you know, when sites are in individual cities. So for now, I think on the viewer, it's a little weird watching a game with, I mean, I guess we should have got used to it during the COVID season, but it's still weird where the stands are just empty. There's no fans there.
Yeah. But no, not even cardboard cutouts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, other than that though, I think the football has been good, man. I think, you know, it's almost better than expected. So, I'm pretty pumped to see how the season goes. Cause I think it's only going to go up from here.
Yeah. I mean, look, we knew the ratings would take a dip from week one to week two. That's just natural in any of these startup leagues, or any, really, I feel like any, even some of the other big leagues. But at the same time, I mean, look, this is they're doing this in a bubble, and the reality is, you're not going to have that many Pittsburgh fans living in Birmingham, Alabama. You know what I mean? Or Philadelphia fans.
And it's not really a destination place either. And you know, these teams don't have like built-in fan bases. This is year one.
And have you seen airline prices lately?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Even if you're thinking of going, you're like, let me wait till next year.
I think it probably will help attendance at individual stadiums next year, because I think if there are Pittsburgh fans, they're watching these games on TV, they're building, you know, their allegiance to that team. And then once they have home games in their own city, they're probably more likely to go.
Or maybe they're waiting for the playoffs, going to Canton.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, sure. I mean, that's a drive. Why get in an airplane right now? I mean, I was trying to go from LA to North Carolina, and that thing was like $700. And I'm not talking about like the week of, I'm talking about multiple weeks before. So why would you do that? Doesn't make much sense. So people just need to get over the fact that, you know, this is, I don't know, it seems like people complain about it, but it's like, what, you couldn't have done anything else. You're planning it in the middle of a pandemic. It is what it is.
Not a big deal.
And I saw Kirby Wilson on Outkick, once again, just describing that pizza incident, saying how ridiculous it was that people thought that he had cut Davion Smith because of pizza, or because.
So how did that story get out? I mean, is that the USFL just saying any pub is good pub, and they kind of pumped it out there?
Well, it's that documentary series, which is done by NFL Films, but I'm sure USFL had, you know, some sort of say in what's released and what's not. But mm-hmm. you know, and Kirby Wilson addressed that. He said, "I understand you there was only like a 30 minute or hour long documentary, and they didn't want to show every single thing they've been documenting." So, but he was like, "That was the third strike the day before," and he goes, "It had nothing to do with food. You know, the guy was disrespecting, you know, he broke rules that I had instilled." And, you know,
and I think the guy Smith has come back and said, no, he hasn't. He wasn't aware of any rules. At the end of the day, who cares? I don't care about this back and forth. Yeah, he's not there.
Exactly.
Other guys are, move on.
That's what I say. It's like, okay, well Kirby Wilson's the general manager. So he can cut whoever the fuck he wants. All right.
Basically.
Right. You know what I mean? I remember, not that long ago, I was at a bar, and some random guy next to me was explaining to me how he got fired from Papa John's. And I said, what do I fucking care? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know whose side to take. I don't know who did right. And I don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
Like, basically.
So, anyway, so here we are, week three. Now this, unfortunately, we don't have Friday games or Monday games. You know, we had a Monday night football game in week one. But they did load us up on the Saturday slate. The game out here on the West, 1 p.m., 4 on the East, I believe, is the Bandits and the Gamblers, the Houston Gamblers and the Tampa Bay Bandits. And this is interesting because the Bandits look like absolute dog shit against New Orleans. And I feel like we were kind of on to that. I feel like we thought they were a bit overrated with that Maulers game.
For sure. That was fool's gold. I mean, yeah, they look good in the opening quarter of that game. Other than that, neither of those teams looked very good. And I think it's being shown that the Maulers are, the worst or one of the two worst teams in the league. So to just barely get by them and not look very impressive in the process, we thought last week, against New Orleans, it might be tough. I wasn't expecting that kind of blowout, but yeah, that was surprising. So right now they're favored. They're laying a point here against Houston. I mean, I think this is the first scenario where I think the wrong team is favored, right?
I don't know, because here's my problem. So Kenji Bahar is injured for the Gamblers. Clayton Thorson, he is the epitome of a lawn chair quarterback to me. I have zero faith in the Gamblers being able to throw the ball. Now, running the ball, yeah. Mark Thompson, that dude's a fucking beast. I think he might be the best running back in the league, in my opinion. I think I gotta go Bandits on the fact that I think they can move the ball better.
I mean, they really haven't moved the ball. They didn't much at all last week against New Orleans. And then most of the game against Pittsburgh, you could argue they didn't move the ball that great either, or at least they were moving the ball decently, but they weren't, punching it in the end zone. They only scored 17 that game, I believe. You're right though. The Gamblers, I think they have everything other than a quarterback. Clayton Thorson threw three picks last week against Birmingham. Kenji Bahar got into the game. He didn't look good either. I think he only went 1 of 6 and now he's injured. So I think looking at Houston, I mean, the defense is pretty damn good.
Yeah. I mean, that's what did game. Most of the scoring for them. I think a pick six. And then they had another turnover in the red zone, I believe.
If they just had adequate quarterback play, they might be up there with New Orleans as the top team. But you're right. It's tough to bet on them with the poor quarterback play they've got so far. But I just think right now, I mean, Tampa is not what we expected from that Jordan Tamu led offense. And then Brady White got into the game last week. Also, he also threw an interception. They shut down Pittsburgh on defense week one, but that defense, you could tell last week against New Orleans, was definitely fool's gold. That they are not that good.
But you're going from Sloter to Clayton Thorson.
Sure.
You're going from like the best. I actually think you can make a case. Josh Love of the Maulers, I thought, looked much better in week two.
Yeah.
I think you can make a case other than Shea Patterson that Clayton Thorson might be the worst quarterback in the league, starting quarterback, that is.
I hate to say, you're probably right, but Jordan Tamu has not looked very good either.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, first half of the first game, he looked all right.
I'd argue first quarter.
Okay.
Maybe just opening drive.
I'm going with your Bandits. All right.
I hate to do it against, my Tampa Bay Bandits, but I'm not a believer right now. I'm going Houston. Houston has the better defense and the better run game. So give me the Gamblers.
So I'm riding with Tampa Bay.
We come from down in Gator Country. We are the pride of Tampa Bay. We play football and we're called the Bandits. And we think our brand of ball is here to stay.
And NC Nick saying, fuck you. Should be a doozy. What about the total at 38.5? Believe it or not, I'm going over.
I'm going under. Dude, Tampa Bay scored 20 points so far in two games. And yeah,
but Gamblers scored 28? Or what was that last week? 20 something, right?
What was it?
28. They scored 28.
Yeah. They won 28-23. They lost 33-28. But I don't, you're just saying how bad of a quarterback.
But there's been a pick six almost every fucking game. I feel like,
Well, and Tamu has thrown a handful of interceptions already, so it's possible. But no, I'm going to go under, and I think let's just say first team to break 20 is going to win. Both teams might end up only being in the teens. Give me the Gamblers, the good defense, and the under.
How about the Kickers bitching all week about the microchip in the football, and then they play and they suck all day?
Yeah,
and
what's your excuse now? You know, be careful what you wish for.
Classic example of, you know, I'm all for leagues where you don't listen to the players because they're gonna bitch. They're gonna find ways to bitch. Let's be honest. All right. Well, the nightcap, and they move this smart job by the USFL, I thought.
Flex scheduling, huh?
Yeah, this was originally scheduled for Sunday. They move it. They put it on Fox primetime, 5 p.m. on the West, 8 p.m. on the East. The two undefeated teams in this league, there's two gigantic games this week. This is one of them to me, and this is the best one. The Birmingham Stallions against the New Orleans Breakers. And by the way, I mean, I know they've got some losses now, the college coaches, but that was against other college coaches. I still believe that they are undefeated. The college coaches are against NFL coaches.
Well, it's not even some losses. It's one loss. It's Kevin Sumlin and the Gamblers being 1-1.
Well, I mean,
Birmingham and New Orleans are both 2-0.
Yeah. I mean, you could make the case Mike Riley, you know, took down, I get it. He's the furthest distant college coach. But he did take down Jeff Fisher. So basically, Jeff Fisher hasn't been a head coach in college football. Kirby Wilson hasn't been a head coach in college football, and Todd Haley hasn't been a head coach in college football.
The way I define it is, I think there's three college coaches because they've only strictly coached college. So I don't include Mike Riley in that group because he has so much experience at so many different levels. He's in the category with Bart Andrus, and then Jeff Fisher and Kirby Wilson or the NFL category. Is that all eight coaches?
I believe you got that's it right. All of them. Skip Holtz. And then, you got the three coaches. Yeah.
3, 2, and 2. That's 7. Who am I forgetting?
You got Fisher. You got Kirby Wilson. You got Todd Haley.
Oh, Todd Haley is in the NFL group also.
Yeah,
so basically I say three NFL coaches, three college coaches, two everything coaches, you know, and yes, right now the college coaches are undefeated against the non-college coaches.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Only loss coming against, you know, that Houston game where they lost to another college coach,
but less than a score too. So Stallions Breakers NC Nick, the game of the week. New Orleans a 3.5 point favorite. The total's at 44.5. Slaughter Saturdays or Sundays have been fucking dynamic. I think he's the best quarterback in the league. I made this case on the show with Patty C. You don't need to tell me this. He is better than a lot of NFL quarterbacks. Now, I'm not saying starting quarterbacks. Look, the NFL has that classic thing, and I think I explained this on the reaction pod, that's like the NBA where like the 12th man on the bench is Herb Williams. You know, like at 41 years old, and just because he's friends with the starting quarterback and communicates the signals well, Kyle Slaughter is better than Mason Rudolph, folks. Kyle Slaughter, yes,
he belongs in the NFL. It's all about timing and fit. You know, you have to be with the right team that needs a guy. You know, so hey, keep on proving it, Kyle Slaughter, and you know, in the fall, maybe he is on a roster.
I mean, Jason Garrett mentioned that he goes, when I was with the Giants and the Cowboys, you'd always look at the preseason stats and you'd be like, this dude Slaughter, at the time he was with the Vikings, I believe. Yeah, but he was like, he would lead the league in preseason every year. And you're like, this guy's good. He's good.
Give that man a chance. And he's definitely, you know, leading up the best offense in the USFL right now. Obviously they're 2-0. They look by far like the best team. And you're right. He's probably playing the best ball out of all the quarterbacks as well.
And then you have Jamar Smith, who's been a great story as well. MVP candidate, player of the week, week one. He's been in Skip Holtz's offense for like 6 years. So the familiarity paying off there, just like Slaughter, who was recruited by Larry Fedora at Southern Miss.
That's right. I'm curious on what your angle is here and who your lean is.
Well, the crowd's going to be with the Stallions. And
definitely,
to me, the Breakers coming in off that blowout, I think they're probably feeling a little good for the, you know, hey, we're the Breakers, we're the best team in the league.
Little letdown city.
I'm on the Stallions plus the 3.5.
I completely agree. There's something about this Birmingham team. They haven't looked the most impressive. Their defense is not that great, but there's something almost magical about them so far because they've been in two very entertaining games. I think two comebacks, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So
there's something about it, man. There's a will to win. And at home with the crowd getting 3.5, I don't know if they're going to win straight up, but I do expect a good game. I think it is kind of a letdown for New Orleans coming off that big, 31-point win. It's not going to be blowout city again. Give me the 3.5 all day with the Stallions.
Give me the 3.5. I'm going to sprinkle some on the money line.
There you go.
Because from a motivational side, I feel like Stallions getting disrespected. They got the home crowd.
Exactly.
The over unders at 44.5. I'm going over on this one.
Over. Yep. I'm with you here. I think any game that Birmingham is in now seems to be kind of shootout ish. And we just saw what New Orleans can do offensively as well. So yeah, I'm on the over. I think both teams are at least in the 20s.
There we go. So that is Saturday's action right there. Breakers and Stallions. That's an awesome game. All right, folks, I want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by WinBet. Make sure to get down on WinBet's $10 to win $200 promotion, where a $10 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the WinBet Casino is offering 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Come on now. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is download WinBet, the WinBet app, or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com to get started today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions apply at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older in present state where you play with a WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. Yes, it's a hectic time of year between weddings, graduations, the USFL kicking off, and more. We're busier than ever right now, and sometimes we forget to take a second for ourselves. So this season, take a second to enjoy an ice cold Coors Light, because you deserve a beer that's literally made to chill. All right? I can tell you, when I need a second for myself, I always reach for the beer that's made to chill with Coors Light. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door via Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/SGP. That's CoorsLight.com/SGP. And remember to always celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. I also want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. You're probably wondering, hey, what is this stuff, Colby? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right, essentially. This special blend of ingredients, it supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, and aging, and all those things. All right. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving away one. So for 1 year, you'll get a free supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using an incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why we use IP Vanish VPN over at God's Eye. So check us out and check them out. Go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promotional code SGP to claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. I mean, that you got to do that. Don't be a bozo. We also are brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. All right, now it moves over to Sunday, my friend. And Sunday, I actually am going to make a case that this is the second most important game of the week. It is at 11:30 a.m.
It's the 0-2 versus 0-2 battle.
Yes, the donut battle here, the toilet bowl.
If you go 0-3 and there's only a 10 week schedule, I mean, you're really getting behind the eight ball pretty bad. So you're right. This is an important game.
This is the way I see it. Stallions Breakers number one, Maulers Panthers number two, as far as most important games. And then I'll tell you the truth. Number three would probably be the Bandits Gamblers because they're in the Southern Division and one team's going to be 3-0. On USA Network, 11:30 a.m. on the West, 2:30 on the East, the Pittsburgh Maulers against the Michigan Panthers. I mean, this is one. Michigan's a 2.5 point favorite. The total's 39.5. Call me crazy. Wrong team's favorite. Josh Love and Bailey Gaither and Trey Walker. They seem to figure some things out. Once Love got that full on starting job from Loletta, I kind of think the Maulers were the most improved team last week.
Yeah. And I think Kirby Wilson realized he needs to open things up a little bit too. I mean, I'm not a Kirby Wilson guy, but I think the Maulers did find something with Josh Love throwing for 236 and a couple touchdowns. He does have that rapport with Bailey Gaither. He caught 117 yards and a touchdown last week. And you know, they can also run the ball with Groshek and London. So if this offense can be multifaceted and balanced, I think they could do some damage. Certainly enough to outscore the Panthers. So again, we're lockstep here. I do like the Maulers, and you're right. The wrong team is favored. They're the better team right now. We saw that in week two.
The Panthers' offensive line's awful. Their pass blocking is awful. Shea Patterson holds onto the ball late. They get no separation from a receiver standpoint. The Maulers' defense, I think, is better than the Panthers. And the Panthers' defense is all right. But the Marlins defense been playing good.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up 30 to Philadelphia last week. You know, but Brian Scott, the quarterback for Philly, was just really on a roll there. You know, and I don't think Michigan can have that same kind of effectiveness against the Maulers here. So I do think their defense is slightly better, and I think this is an offense that is starting to get things into gear some. I think it's pretty funny if Jeff Fisher goes 0-3. Obviously, the coach with the biggest name.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I'm not surprised.
Here we are. I'm on the Maulers plus 2.5. I'm on the money line play there. I'm taking the Maulers on the money line. And then the total's at 39.5. I lean under here.
Same here. You know, I think, like I said, I mean, I like what I saw from the Michigan offense improving. I think they could potentially be in the 20s, but this game could be like, you know, 20-14 or something like that. So yeah, give me the under as well.
There we go. Okay. And then Sunday night, 5 PM on Peacock. That's tough there. Cause I don't know how many people have just Peacock.
I do.
Okay. I do too. But I'm saying the New Jersey Generals and the Philadelphia Stars, the winner will have first place in the North. This is at 5 p.m. on the West, 8 o'clock on the East. Philly is a 1 point favorite. The total's at 40.5. And I'll be honest here. I think out of all four games, the one I have, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I think the Stars have been the better team thus far, but I also think the Generals could beat them because I honestly think Mike Riley's messing up by playing the two quarterbacks so much. DeAndre Johnson is better than Luis Perez. And he has an element to his game that in a league like this, I think could make him really, really good.
Luis Perez has not impressed whatsoever. So I think you have to give Johnson a shot to be the main guy and the only guy.
I mean, to me, he's one of the more dynamic players in the whole league.
Yeah. Like, but really, I mean, if we're talking about quarterbacks here, the big question is Brian Scott's health. Obviously he's questionable right now. He did not practice Wednesday with a knee issue. This is why the line dropped from -2.5 to -1. I think if he plays, Philly wins. You know, when he's healthy right now, I mean, arguably Philadelphia might be the second best team behind New Orleans. They had the nice win last week over Pittsburgh. And then, you know, that opening week, the 23-17 loss to the Breakers does not look too bad. given the Breakers, how they looked last week. So,
but let me make a point. I know the Generals didn't light it on fire against the Panthers, but I thought the Generals were better than the Stallions. I thought the Stallions stole that game in the first game of the season. Generals couldn't make a field goal. I thought they've been, even that the Panthers win last week, I thought they were too cute. They kept doing two quarterbacks too much. I think like it's every possession, two plays for Perez, two plays for Johnson. It hurts the chemistry, and I think it's going to be what cost them. But I think if they choose one here, I like the way the Generals run the ball. I think their defense is good. So it would not shock me one bit if the Generals won this game. This is the hardest game to handicap on the whole slate.
I agree. I mean, especially with the potential injury. I mean, first off, I like this game. It's New Jersey, Philly. They're not far apart, you know, once they're playing in their home cities. So I think this is going to be a rivalry moving forward. You know, the fan bases don't like each other, you know, whether it's, you know, NFL or NBA or whatever, baseball, you know, these two fan bases have rivalries. So it's going to be fun. But for me, the question is, like, I think Brian Scott's going to play. So do you bet now at -1, or if you wait and if the news comes out that he is playing, you might see that line come back up to -2.5 or something. So maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you make a good point. I'm on the
practice Wednesday.
I'm sorry. You broke up there for a little bit.
I said, actually both quarterbacks did not practice on Wednesday and are questionable. So, and you know, it's kind of hard to get information out of the USFL. It's obviously not as covered as the NFL, but I'm leaning on Scott playing. Therefore I'm going to take Philly. I'll lay the point.
I'm taking Philly too, -1, but it's the game I trust least, but the total's at 40.5. I lean over.
I'm with you there again. I think we've agreed on all but one over under. But yeah, I think both these offenses can do enough to, and I think like we said, when we opened this pod, the offenses are improving. The relationships between the quarterbacks and receivers are getting on the same page. We're seeing more offense, and I think both these teams will probably be in the 20s. Therefore, give me the over in Philly.
So the only game we differed on was Bandits Gamblers. We shall see. That's the first game to kick off Saturday. And remember, folks,
there are those who say that the fun has gone out of football, that it's become too predictable. For them, let me present 30 seconds of football, USFL style.
The USFL, where football is still a game.
It's still a game, and we got you covered on the USFL Gambling Podcast, where, look, these are not predictable, all right? I might just went 3-1 ATS because Dundee knows what the fuck he's talking about. But I mean, who knows what's going to happen? This is
my most confident week so far. I feel pretty good about all four games. And to be honest with you, week one, nobody really knew what the hell was going on. And week two, I still wasn't sure on a couple games. I thought a couple games were really tough to pick last week, but I'm feeling pretty good with these. It's kind of hard to pick my lock. So you go first. What's your lock?
My lock is going to be, I think I'm on the Maulers. The Maulers are going to win that game.
Yeah, I think for me, it's either got to be the Maulers or Birmingham. For the sake of a difference, give me Birmingham. And I saw on tally sites actually up to 4. So, you know, maybe 3.5 some places, 4 some places. But either way, give me the points with the Stallions. Lock it up.
I'm on the Maulers. And I think if I had to choose a second one, it would be the Tampa Bay Bandits.
Oh, well, my second one would be the Maulers. So we both feel pretty strongly on Pittsburgh.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you had to take an outright dog, would you go Stallions or Maulers? Which one do you feel better about?
Or Gamblers?
Well, yeah, you're on the Gamblers too. I'm not, but yeah.
No, Maulers. Yeah, Maulers are the right answer. Mostly because I think Birmingham can cover and lose, and it's hard to go up against the team that looks, you know, the best in the league in New Orleans. So give me Maulers.
If you had to give an MVP today, who would you give it to?
I think Jamar Smith.
Yeah, coming off the bench, rallying the troops.
I think Slaughter just had a decent week one. You know, his week two, he really opened it up. He'd probably be second right now. But Jamar Smith.
There you go. You heard it here first. I would go with Jamar Smith or Slaughter. I think those are going to be your top two. After that, maybe Brian Scott. But yeah. All right, folks. Subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. We're on Twitter at USFL Gambling. Also subscribe to all the other great content, NFL draft. We just had a ton of content. So subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Football Experience as we talk college football year round over there. Also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience and College Baseball Experience. If you like any of those college sports, we got you covered. And also we got you covered with a slew of our podcasts, NHL Gambling Podcast, NBA Gambling Podcast, Fantasy Football Podcast, where you'll have our DFS episodes out there. You go on and on and on. Golf Gambling Podcast. I know they're in Mexico this weekend, so we got it all. Check it out.
The golfers or the podcast?
the golfers.
Oh, okay.
They got it all. Get the SGPN app. It's free in the App Store and Google Play Store. And yeah, let's do this damn thing. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And yes, let's enjoy another great week of USFL action. All right, folks, this is the USFL Gambling Podcast, week three previews and pick style. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here. You come from a land down under.